Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Thank you for coming. I thank Avi for, of course, Shav Avi for arranging.
Wow,
the MS, I want to sing together. I want to sing. I want to fabreng. It's getting close to the precious Chag of Purim. We was zeichet to have Titus Esther today, and I want to sing. I'm hoping. I want to share a thought from the Noam Elimelech in the hope that I can encourage Reb David, maybe even to sing Adrabba, the tefillah of the Noam Elimelech. How's the throat, Reb David? Together, we'll do it together. Doesn't that could be together even? I do want to sing Adrabba. On this man, when the avoda, one of the big avodas of this man is Achdus Yisrael, great to see Chananya. So I want to sing the Noam Elimelech song, but I think if I say a word from the Noam Elimelech, that his song, Pashut, his tefillah will come out. We'll get to that. We'll get to that yet. In the Megillah, so it describes, of course, at the end it says that they made. Last day says it speaks about the days of Purim. It's Yemei Mishta v'Simcha, and then it says Umishalach Manas Ish L'Reyehu Matana Islev Yainim. Two of the four mitzvahs Hayom, we have Shalach Manas Matana Islev Yainim, the Sudas Purim Kriyas HaMegillah. It speaks about two of the mitzvahs Hayom, Umishloyach Manas Ish L'Reyehu, sending gifts. Ish l'reyehu, a man to his friend, and matanas levyanim, and gifts to the poor men. Now, anybody reading these words, there's a very obvious diuk. There's a very obvious diuk here that it says sending manos ish l'reyehu. It says the ish. It should say mishalach manos l'reyehu. Two mitzvahs. Send manos, some gifts l'reyehu. And matanos levyanim. By matanos levyanim, it doesn't say ish levyanim. It's matanos levyanim. Give the poor people gifts. And shalach manas l'reyehu. There it says ish l'reyehu. Why does it mention the giver? Shalach manas ish l'reyehu. By matanos levyanim, the giver is not mentioned. By shalach manas ish l'reyehu, the giver is mentioned. And I'm sorry, Rudy.
Giver matters
and himself first. Another age to get to the poor. Says Rudy Pshat. Just emistik pshat. By giving to the Evyain, Fakarin, as much as the ish is out of the picture is better. The point is the Evyain. It's better to give it anonymously. A bacher asked this year, we were talking to halachas, a guy said, better, I was saying, give Rabbi Wisnicki, he collects for the Evyanim. So a guy says, mitzvah bayis mishlucha, like, should I find an Evyan myself? I said, no, better not. Better to give it matan b'seser is better. It's better that you don't see the ani. Let's appoint somebody who can get it to him, he doesn't suffer. The point is the ani to have the gift. So by the matanis levyanim, the giver is supposed to be hidden. The best way is you don't even know who the giver is. The point is the Evyan has it. That's matanis levyanim. By shalach manas, the point is, everybody knows the manas halevi, that the point is to cause reyus. So it's ish l'reyehu, it's to make the connection. You're supposed to be relevant. You're supposed to know. Hanaisi matana l'chaver tzarech l'idiyai. The most frustrating thing, my wife and I have already gotten, you get a shalach manas in the mail and it doesn't say. They forget to write who it's from. That's the whole inyan is ish l'reyehu. You put your name on it. I want to give you a gift. As long as you send the kid doesn't know what family you have a shalach manas. That defies the purpose of the shalach manas. It's ish l'reyehu, one person to another. They should band together. So avada, the inyan is mishalach manas ish l'reyehu, that there should be such a connection of ish l'reyehu. I the lashon.
Why do you want to explain?
We were asked, Rav Shimi, why is there no din of tzarach le'aviyah by matanas le'aviyah? As strange as that it may seem, like maybe
for the, that's what I'm saying. If, because it's a separate inyan by tzedakah, it's embarrassing.
By, I'm just asking, how do these two chazal fit?
Right, it's two different inyanim. By when there's a case is to have reyus every gift, not to say it's tzarach le'aviyah. By tzedakah, where there's a poor person being ma'idia, it doesn't create reyus, it creates a feeling of less, he's less. So over there, they're bedafkanat, yeah. So they're bedafkanat. But my friend, Rav Avi Feiner, he tzushtel this lashon that it says in the Megillas Esther, Shalachmanas Ishlereyeyu, that it says such a lashon, and already the Mefarshim already shtel on the ishes. Entirely extra. Mashalch manas l'reyehu, matanas levyayinim. Mashalch manas ish l'reyehu. So he tzushtelt something that I want to speak about for a few minutes in terms of shalach manas. The inyan of Purim, of course, one of the inyanim is the igud, the coming together of Klal Yisrael to fight forces of Amalek that are kayach of Pirud. And Klal Yisrael comes together, comes to Zam and ish l'reyehu. So my friend Avi Feiner Zustelt, he says the only place in the Torah, he claims, where it says Ish L'Reyehu is in Yisrael. The only such lush in the entire Torah, I assume I didn't check it up, somebody could check up, but he said the only lush in the entire Torah, I don't know if it's Tanakh or Sanavim and Ksufim, but for sure he said Torah, the only place it says Ish L'Reyehu is by Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says, he pointed, there's some interesting things to observe here. It says, Vayetze Moshe Likras Chaisnei. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out to greet his father-in-law. Vayishtachmu Vayishakloi. And he bows and he kisses him. Vayishalu Ishlriyehu L'Shalom. And each man to his friend said, Shalom. Vayavo Ha'ela. Now Rashi points out on the spot that it's very unclear who to whom. Each man asked the other one, Shalom. They greeted each other. It's very not barer in the Pasuk. You can't say, it's not clear. Did Moshe greet Yisra or Yisra greet Moshe? Rashi brings, you don't even know who bowed, who kissed. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out to greet his father-in-law. And then everything loses clarity. Vayishtachvu, he bows. Vayishakla, he kisses him. Vayishalu, who bowed? Who kissed? Who said Shalom Aleichem? And Rashi says it's not clear in the Pasuk. Rashi brings that. Eini yadeya, I don't know. Mi yishtachvu elami, who bowed to whom? So what do? Unclear, literally unclear. They're both the subject of the sentence. Moshe goes out to greet Yisrael. And he bowed to him, and he kissed him, and he asked him, Shalom, Ish L'Reyehu. Who did to whom? Unclear. Says Rashi, the Pasuk says, Ish L'Reyehu. Who's called an Ish? It's Moshe, because it says, Ish Moshe is Anav Mikol Adam. So Ish L'Reyehu, says Rashi, the clue is that it says Ish, and Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish. Like it says, Ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. So then you know the whole subject is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Be'emes, you have a kasha. Why did Torah write so unclear who is whom? It's like a complete loss of who is whom. You can't tell who is whom, and Hashem wrote it that way. We have to duck like Darshan and figure out who is who. We have to figure it out to the verb that it says, Vayishalu Ish L'Reyehu, who's the Ish? Ish Maish Anav Mikol Adam, it's Maish Rabbein. So why did Hashem write it in a way that you can't tell whom's to whom? Question one. Question two that many, many already ask is that it says, Rashi says, how do you know Maish is Ish? Because Maish is called Ish Maish Anav Mikol Adam. The man Maish Avi is the most humble person. Frecht anybody who learns Chumash is that the Pasuk says, Vayoyel Moshe L'Sheves Es Ha'ish. Moshe Rabbeinu lived by the Ish, and it means by Yisrael. Yisrael is called an Ish also, shucks. So it says Ish L'Reyehu, says Rashi, it must be in Maisha, because it says Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. Well, shucks, Yisra is called an Ish also, Hudi, because it says Vayoyel Maisha and Perik Beis of Shemais, Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayoyel Maisha L'Shevis Esa Ish. It says that Maisha Rabbeinu lived by Yisra and it calls him an Ish. So it's a Pella on Rashi. Ish, Rashi's bringing Chazal. How do you know it's Maisha? The Pasuk Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. What's to be said here? First, to discuss that it doesn't express who is who. Why did Hashem do that? He writes a pasuk that's very unclear who bowed, who kissed, who greeted. Narvas, with the drasha, you figure out it's Maisha kissing Yisrael. And the inyan klar that you can't tell who did who, is there's a tremendous togetherness. There was a togetherness. Maish Rabbeinu is the Gadol Ador, is the Tzaddik, is Rabbeinu, is Rabban Shem, is the greatest. And he's greeting Yisrael. It should be recognizable who's greeting who. The Gadol went and he greeted Yisrael. The whole Vard of Ish L'Reyehu was totally unrecognizable who was whom. The watcher couldn't see that the Gadol Ador, the Tzaddik, the Melech of Klal Yisrael kissed the outsider. It was unrecognizable. So there was nothing in the way he treated. You couldn't tell it was Moshe. That's the whole verb why Hashem wrote it this way. I remember once seeing Rav Asher Aryeh Levi walk into Shir, Namir, and there's a huge throng, and I saw him like enter, and I was thinking to myself, if you're like a crowd watcher and you just see people, you would never guess who the Magid Shir is. You would never, just the way he carries himself. If I was picking, like, who's running to say the shir, I can, and often you'll pick out who the guy who's going to end up saying the shir. If I was a betting man just watching the crowd enter the room, I wouldn't have picked him. He just didn't, there was no appearance he was the one saying the shir. Maisha Rabbeinu kissing and hugging and greeting Yisrael had a humility to it. There was no arrogance. It was Ish L'Reyehu. It was tremendous togetherness in equalness. That's the whole word of the Ish L'Reyehu. So Hashem writes it that you can't even tell who kissed who bowed to. That's exactly how it went down. It's descriptive. The observer wouldn't have seen that, whoa, Maisha's going at it. Wow, Maisha Rabbeinu, it didn't look like that, to the point you would never have known who it was. Narvas is a drasha. The emes was, it was Maisha Rabbeinu kissing and bowing and hugging to Yisrael. But in Maisha's tremendous humility, you couldn't see that it was the Gadol Ador. It was two people, two equals, excited to see Yisrael. So Ibarzai, we could say, it's not the Pashtus, the Pashtus of Bam Kasha, how do you know it's Maisha's Ish? That it wasn't just because Maisha's called an Ish. The place he's called an Ish is Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. So it's not the word of the Ish, it calls it Ish Maisha Anav. Yisrael is also called an Ish. But if you want to know who the Ish to Reyehu, such a humility, Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam, the Anava, is the simon that the Torah writes it such a sasam way, Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. In his humility, that's how he gave. Certainly the Inyan, where it uses this exact lashon of Ish L'Reyehu, and the Inyan in Pashtus, that's a shtickle Torah. The kasha that Yisrael is called an Ish also, that's a shtickle, that's a kasha, a real kasha. And maybe that's a teretz ish maisha anav mikol adam. What's mivur, that ish l'reyehu refers to the anav maisha. That's klar, that's just what Chazal say. We know it's maisha, because ish maisha anav mikol adam. So the anav l'reyehu, the anav who connected l'reyehu, I'm saying the whole way that Maisha Rabbeinu gave to Yisrael was tremendous humility and care and equalness. And then we have Shalach Manos Ish L'Reyehu. My friend quoted that the word Manos. He says the word Manos is the same gematria as Malchus. I have to check it up. And he says, I did the calculation at home. But he says that the whole Inyan of Manos he brings from the Reishis Chachma. That one of the most important questions of our life is Imlachtecha Chavercha. is do you make your friend a melech? Do you coronate your friend? And he says the mana is ishtereyeyu is being mamlech your friend. But even the gematria is gishmak, but the whole inyan of giving gifts to each other is being mamlech your friend. Is coronating, is respecting, is appreciating, is celebrating a yid. That's the shalach mana is ishtereyeyu. I found it very, very cool. If this is the only place in the Torah that it says that expression, Isl Reyeyu. And in the Megillah, it stands out extra, didn't have to say Ish, but Ish Reyeyu in humility, valuing people, appreciating people, looking up to people. This is the place in the Torah. Vayishaleyu Ish Reyeyu, one man to his friend, two equals. It was the Melech of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. But it was Ish Reyeyu, it was two equals, two people who respected each other. Bechinas Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. That's what the Torah is saying about Shalach Manas Ish Reyeyu. Person giving to his friend with humility, with care with the other one, with respecting the other one, appreciating the next person, is the Ish Reyeyu. Two friends, two equals, giving gifts to one another. That's the inyan of Shalach Manas.
Could it be a right that Rashi goes to the Midbar, there's a passage where it's called an Ish in Shmos. Zemos and Ish, the way down the Midbar.
Wow. That's a good point.
Zemosha,
says the Lashon Zemosha Ish. He's called an Ish elsewhere. So why do you say Ish Maisha and Mikol Adam? Zemosha Ish. He's right. When Maisha was Baisha Shlaredes, when Maisha Rabbeinu comes down, late. So what Yaakov's saying is, why did Rashi quote a Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam? It says it earlier in the Torah. It's a plea. Calls Maisha Ish. Zemosha Ish. So it's a raya that it wasn't just looking for the place he's called an Ish. So then it works much better. Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. Hafla. Hafla. Very good point. So then it's a shtickle raya that Rashi wasn't just... Yisra is called an Ish also. We're showing the Anava of Maisha. And the whole Pasuk is trying to bring out the Ish Reyeyu, two equals. I wouldn't have known the Pasuk who did to who. Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. It's not the Ish, it's the Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam that's the gili of this Pasuk of what's happening.
Isaac,
the very shtek.
Is there a difference between Ish Maisha and Yosh Lashas Esa Ish? Is Yisrael called Ish? In other words, every man is also Ish. But Ish Maisha, it's
good Taina. That would answer Yaakov's cash also.
No, it wouldn't. No, Yaakov's
Zem Maisha, because what's the Lashon there? It says Zem Maisha Ish.
What is it?
Aha, so I mean, there would still be your tiny, by Yom Maisha Sheva Ish. Rebezi's tiny, it's not, every human being ever is called an Ish. You don't say Ish Yisrael. He's an Ish. When you don't say his name, he's just an Ish. But Ish Yisrael, that's Rebezi's tiny. Maybe. Remember, here is just Ish L'Reyeyu. So it doesn't work so gishmak. But I hear what you're saying. I hear. Because there's no reason.
There's
no Ish Yisrael. Just L'Shev Isa Ish. I hear. Yeah. Good time. You know what Revezi is saying, Rav David? Revezi is saying that when you instead of calling somebody an Ish, every man in the world could be called an Ish. We're all Ish, Ish, Ish. Maisha is called an Ish, it says Ish Maisha. But Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. It says Ish Maisha. It doesn't say how Ish is Anav Mikol Adam. It says Ish Maisha. Maisha has a title that he gets Ish.
I said that.
So Ish.
I know.
It's a good tiny, Ravam, you know. So that's your Vezi's tiny. That's the. Chanan, you're good tiny, no? If this didn't get you going, this is to me enough that we can already do Adraba. Shenira Kalech and Malas Chaveri. But I want to invite, I'm going to say over Noam Elimelech on the same thing. Just of seeing equal to others, appreciating others, not seeing oneself as higher than others. There's a Rizika Noam Elimelech that I want to share with the Chevra. You could, the Divrei Torah from the, and I'm trying to learn his Torah, and there are Divrei Torah from the Noam Elimelech that are amazing Divrei Torah. I like this one because I see this one as something core and central to things he was teaching. The Naimeli Melech, what I see, I'm no expert in Naimeli Melech, but what seems very central to his teachings was the preciousness of a Yid, the greatness that exists in the Yid. It's a big part of the Megillah. Even Rashi brings in the Megillah, the Gemara speaks this out of Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says that the sins were only chitzayistic. That's why we bowed to the Tzelem in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. That was the reason for the Gzeira, one pshat in the Gemara. But it says we were saved because it wasn't Batsim. We were afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. Our pnimius was wonderful. And the Naimeli Melech was somebody who was busy seeing the essential goodness of a Yid. He saw Yidden as good people. He saw what we were. He wasn't fooled by external things. So I saw a beautiful Naimeli Melech. He says, everybody knows this Gemara Hari Yistaf Yud. In Parshas Ayikra, this week's Parsha, it says, Asher Nasi Yechta. That the Nasi, it should say Im. If the Nasi sins, if the leader of Klal Yisrael sins, here's the carbon he brings. But it doesn't say if he sins, it says Asher. Asher Nasi, Asher says Rashi, what is Asher? It's a Gemara in Harius. Lashon Ashrei, fortunate. Ashrei Adar. Lucky is the generation that the Nasi, Maisen Lev Lahavika Parshal Gagasai, that he brings a carbon for a Shaygig. Lucky is the generation, Kavachaymer, that he's Mischarin on his Mesid. That's this Gemara Harius. The generation's lucky that the Nasi made a mistake and admitted to his mistakes. So the shayla is, what shayla? Why is the generation lucky that its leaders did an avera and had to do tshuva? Why is that a fortune for the generation? So there are many pshat, not many, there's a lot of connection to leadership and admitting sins. Yehuda is layasa shevet me Yehuda. The very name Yehuda is to admit. David HaMelech kept the Malchus is because when he was criticized for Ched, he admitted. Shaul HaMelech lost the Malchus when he didn't admit. So there's a lot here. But I want to share with you the Naimeli Melech, because I think it's very precious. Vayter in the Sugya, Matanis Ishla Reyeyu, equals to appreciate Yidden, to value Yidden, Ishla Reyeyu. So the Naimeli Melech says Hafla. He says Tzaddikim could look down at people. There could be a schism, a divide between the Tzaddiki and the Adar and Amoinam. The masses have mistakes and make mistakes, and the Tzaddikim could feel very separate. Says the Naimeli Melech, Hashem will purposely cause the Tzaddikim to make mistakes. And Hashem does it that the Tzaddik should feel deeply connected to Klal Yisrael, should feel similar and equal, and in him doing tshuva, he brings Klal Yisrael as equals to do tshuva. And it's fortunate for the generation, the Nasi also makes mistakes. The Naimeli Melech writes this, that the great people should connect to the regular, everybody should understand, we're human beings who make mistake, and Sezamen, the Tzadik Hadar does tshuva, and he brings up, and he lifts up the masses. Otherwise, there's a danger that Tzaddik says, whoa, those people, those chatan. Naimeli Melech says Hashem will literally cause the Tzaddik to be chayte. He'll literally be machshel the Tzaddik to be chayte, to cause the Tzaddik to relate more to the masses. Amazing. And he says, Ashrei Adar. Lucky is a generation. The Tzaddik's also, they're lining up for kavanas and they have sins. The Tzaddik's online and the generation's lucky. Because then the tzaddik connects to the people. And he says, I'm one of the people, and he does tshuva together with the people. That's the Ashrei Adar, the Naimeli Melech says about the fortunate generation. I think it's a gishmak of pshat. Gishmak of pshat, I think that was a big part of the movement of what the Naimeli Melech brought and did, this respect, this value and respecting every single yid. I think today we need to bring this big time, Ishla Reyeyu. We need, there's a tendency, a shreklicha tendency, to put down groups, to devalue people. It doesn't hurt the standing of any group to look good at another group, another shevet of Klal Yisrael. We have to be secure enough, Ishla Reyeyu, A guter mensch, an ish, l'reyeyum, we have to be secure enough to see good things in Yidden, to appreciate all segments of Klal Yisrael. It can't be lip service. It can't be. It has, and it's something we could bring. It's something all of us can bring. I look to the situation in Eretz Yisrael, and I understand there's different divisions and there's arguments on serious things. I get it. And really serious things. And things, when I think about it, it's overwhelming. And somebody could say, it's a, you Americans don't get it. You're right, we're not in it. But sometimes when you're not in it, you could actually, I'm not saying it demeaning to anybody, that I get the big machloiksim. And machloiksim we're not shaykh to. But because we're not shaykh, we could give a fresh view that it has to be ish l'reyeyu. Chashuvim to chashuvim. But I'm not criticizing Yenim. We all have to live like this. Ish shalachmanis ish l'reyeyu, an egot of Klal Yisrael, each one valuing the next person, appreciating as an equal, as a precious person. We all have our things. We all have our mistakes. Ashrei Hador, that the Nasi, the one who's at the top, well, he also has his chatoim, he's doing tshuva. And in his tshuva, others do tshuva also. We're all human beings. And there has to be that deep and powerful respect and appreciation for each other. I want to sing Lebedika's songs, but I need to sing that this Naam Elimelech should bring up. Rav David, could we sing together the Naam Elimelech's prayer that many Varmach Siddish Yidden, we're going Chassid, we even got a chandelier here, Yaak. This is like gewaldig. We're moving places, so we're getting there. So let's sing Adra, but I could sing with you, you alone. I want to hear Rav David, just Rav David, you probably are.
Recollect Malach Averenu Yad Rabbe Teine Belibenu Sheni Recollect Malach Averenu Veloy veloy chesro oinom Ad rabbe teine bilibenu Sheni yirekol echod malas chavirivinu Tene beli beinu Sheni yirekol echot Malas chavireinu Veloi veloi chesro oinom Sheni da bekol echot Es chaveiroi Oy bederech ha-yoshor Ve-ha-ratsui Oy lefo-ne-yecho Ve-al-yale-be-li-be-no Shom si-yino Ve-yecho Dal-chaveiroi Shene da be kol echot es chaveiroi Oy bederech ha-yoshor Ve-ha-ratsui oy lefonecho Ve-al yale be-libeino Shom si-yino Me'echot al chaveroi chalila Ay-ay-ay-ay Osechazek oisonu Oy be-ahava be
About the essential goodness, a yid is good, and he writes that the Gemara says their sin was only in chitzoniyistic way. In the pnimiyus, the yid wanted to do ratzon Hashem, and it was only chitzoniyistic sin. He says also from Svarim, I saw the Svasemis. I'm not sure it's exactly what he's saying, but he quoted Svarim as saying that at the very party we were sitting at, the other reason, the Gemara has two chatoim of the Yidden. One is the bow into the Avodah Zarah by Nebuchadnezzar, and one is eating from the party of Achashverosh. At the very party we were eating, Hashem was busy making nisim for us. So Pashtus, you say, Hashem loves us. Yisrael afi shechatas Yisrael, with a banim Lashem, and Hashem loves us. He tainids from Svarim that Hashem was busy making nisim. Doesn't just speak about Hashem's love of us. He says the inyan was, it's true we were doing chatayim, but in a deeper way, the yid wants Hashem. Even amidst chatayim, Hashem was working nisim for us because in a deeper level, the yid wanted Hashem. While he was at the party of Achashverosh, this is what he says, I don't know if you can see that, Mamish. It's clear Hashem was working. The Sasemis already points that out, that Yidden were being Isaac in Avera, and that Avera that was causing Churban. Mamish, in the middle of the party, Vashti is killed. Atzolas Yisrael is being prepared in the middle. He saw this friend of Avi Feiner. Anytime somebody sees good in Yidden, I like it. He saw it as an expression that even b'shas archet, we had a deeper level of connection to Hashem. And Hashem was working with us and relating to us in a way that we were shayach to, about that we were making mistakes. But this inyan of seeing Tov in Yidden, Amalek attacks the Nachshalom Acharecha. They attack the stragglers, that's their way of attacking. They're not maskim to an ummah. I wanted to say to the Chevra, Amalek's an attack on Echshalom, the few sinners, Michutz Lamachna. I'm going to admit something to the Chevra. And if you've had this thought, I've had this thought, with all there's so much pressure on Eretz Yisrael, a certain place of me said, like, stop already, stop. Stop fighting, stop. Just stop. A certain place, is so much pressure, the world's going meshuggah, and it's normal. Inside of me is a place, please, could you stop already? There's so much craziness, and people are just getting madder and madder at Yidden. There's a certain place inside of me that says, could somebody send a memo to Eretz Yisrael, please stop. Stop fighting. And a person's like, if you've had this machshava, I've had this machshava, I'm being honest. I'm telling my friends that it's come to me in a strong way. Stop already, stop. You're affecting Yidden all over the world. Stop already, genug shein. And when I say that thought, What started hitting me and becoming clear is, what do you mean stop already? They're yidden being held. What do you mean? It's like, that's it? We're not mivater on a yid. We're not mivater on a yid. What do you mean stop already? There's a yid held by them. There's some yidden, 100 yidden held by them. 30 bodies, 100 live yidden. What do you mean stop already? We're not, you're holding a yid. We're not saying goodbye on one. No. We're not mivater on a yid. A yid counts a yid's part. There's something called Am Yisrael. This is the very battle against Amalek that starts up with the Am Hashem. This is the very, this week's Parasha Zachar, and they started up with Nechshal, with the extras, the Makazanov. They started up with the leftover, with the tail, and the side of Amalek is they attacked the Ummah. There's no, in Ummah means that everybody who's part of the Ummah is in the Ummah. We're watching now in America, everything's Hashgacha. In America, there's like a border problem. People want to get part, they're illegal immigrants, you're not part of the country. When somebody's in, they're in, and they have the protection of the Melech, because you're part of the Ummah. And if you're in, you're in. There's something called Am Yisrael. And Amalek that doesn't want a Metzias called Am Yisrael. They don't have to attack the whole people. They have to attack a few and knock off this thing of Am Yisrael. There's no Ummah called Klal Yisrael. That's what Amalek is trying to attack. This Metzias of an Ummah called Klal Yisrael. I saw from the Naim Elimelech. I read it to the Chevra this past Shalosh Shuvos. I don't have it in front of me. The Naim Elimelech writes that in the place of Kol Yisrael, there's no pagan, there's no chet, there's no, it's only holy. And whenever you like connect to that place of Kol Yisrael, you're like connecting to a deeper place and a very holy and lofty place, a place devoid of chet. In the place called Klal Yisrael, called Knesset Yisrael, we're pure. And he says there, he writes the Naim Elimelech, and this was a big part of Chassidus, was connecting to Yidden, pulling Yidden and pulling all Yidden belong with Klal Yisrael. The Naim Elimelech says on the Mishnah in Avos, Al Tehe Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha. He says it means even if you're a Rasha, don't be alone, join Klal Yisrael and you're in good hands. Al Tehe Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha, don't be by yourself. Connect to Knesset Yisrael as part of the Jewish nation, you're a Gutta. We're part of a people, we're not Mevater on one, that's the battle against Amalek. Amalek, which wants to knock Am Yisrael, says, don't count him. You want some good guys, but it's not an Ummah that's connected. We have an Ummah that's connected to Hashem. We give Hashem a dira b'tachtonim. There's an Ummah that's close to Hashem, that's the banim l'Hashem. And we're not mivater on one. It helped me a lot. It brought me back. It's been many, many months, and we're all human beings. We could get a little distracted, life gets distracted, we could get used to situations. This inner struggle of saying stop it, to the response that stop it, what do you mean, there's a guy there. There's a man, there's a lady, there are 100 yidden there, what do you mean stop? There's no mashmoy stop, whenever yid's back, we could talk stop. They're yidden that are not in our hands. They're yidden under, that are in captivity and hostages, what do you mean, there's no stop. And that nekud of every yid is bichlal. This is something as we come to a parasha zachar, as we come to the precious, the holy chag of Purim, Shalach Manas Ishtar Yehu. Obviously, the whole inyan matanas avyanim. All of us have a chiyuv to find avyanim and to give money to the avyanim. Our whole nation's looking for the impoverished one. Now, it's always important, every chag, but there's a specific dagesh on Purim. We're not mivater on one. Everybody, we're going around, our whole ummah's busy. Matanas levyainim, the one of all them that's the most busy. People are gathering. Our nation has to identify you all levyainim. We're looking around. If yechidim are doing it, the rabbanim of a city are doing it, we have to find out the avyanim and make sure we're supporting and taking care. We're not mivater on one. Nobody's an extra. Nobody's overlooked. Nobody's out of the machlek. Not the way it is. So we should be zeiche. We should be zeiche this year, Parsha Zachar. This year, Purim, that this inyan, it should be mashpian. Kol Yisrael. We should join this ruach that was Chassidus 101. This ruach of every yid's included, every yid counts, every yid's part. this inyan of shalach manas ish l'reyeyu, matanas levyayinim, find the impoverished one, bring him in too, include him in the best way that's necessary for him, we should be zeichet to see this igud of Yisrael, this uniting of Klal Yisrael, this care of, there's no extras, no amalik samakazan if they attack the tail, to like, there's no have-nots, there's no we don't care about, there's none extras, bias. The outer point of Eretz Yisrael, we could speak it out. There was a tendency, even some people had a tendency, the Yidden over there, they were struggling, they were shtickle connected, it was a crazy maisa. This was a makazanov. This was mamish a makazanov. I saw people fall for this. I saw people in places right this off. Okay, say they're sinners. By Amalek, they would have said, Beseder, the sinners, that's what they would have said. But that's what Amalek does. That attacks the Yidden, they mamish, by Amalek, they would have been people, they would have been fine. I don't know how they're reading Parsha Zachar. Sinners, they would have said. That's what they would have said. I'm not reading Parsha Zachar that way. I'm reading Parsha Zachar, don't ever forget what Amalek did. Every Yid, knock it off. We have our things, everybody has that. Ashrei Adar, that the Nasi also, Halavai people would look at their own, we all have our own chesreinus. And as we're doing tshuva, to bring others together into tshuva, to bring others. So we should see, this should be the ruach of our people. We have a possibility of bringing more. We have each person, each one of us matters. We have a platform, we have the possibility of bringing such ruach fiercely. We have to fiercely bring this. I'm aware that we have our own struggles with this, and there's struggles out there, but no apologetics. Fiercely bring this. People will say, you just don't understand. We do understand. And fiercely bring this sense of Achdus Kol Yisrael, that we care about every Yid. A Yid is a Ben Hashem. A Yid is wonderful. A Yid is a Metzias who's Ratz and Toiv to serve Hashem, who has a special neshama and a tremendous desire to serve Hashem. We should be zeichet to include, to pull in Kol Yisrael. Yidden should feel pulled in. We should be ma'agid in a beautiful way. We should see that achdos that causes, of course, Hashras Hashchina, Vayi Bishur and Melech Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. So we should see such an awakening of Aramas Karen Yisrael speedily in our days. Yidden is hard for the chevre to sing. You need a guitarist. The old Kalbas Lamanachai, good to go. Start it off, Rav Abi. Thank you, Rav Abi. Ma wa na khayre la ya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.